Hey, Tim.
How are you? Welcome to Your Social Chef. Tim is from Foodie Coaches, and he's here today to share some of the strategies that Foodie Coaches is introducing during the COVID-19. Tim, welcome.
Mark, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man. I'm sure you've got some massive value to share today.
But I think it's been a busy time for everyone in the industry at all levels.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get started. What would you like to start with? We're going to cover several topics today about how to generating income, standing out, mindsets, removing ghosts, and all that stuff. So where would you like to get started?
Do you just want me to run with this and then
maybe
you can chime in and ask questions as we go? So as we're well aware, the last 3 and a bit weeks have been total chaos for, I guess, the world, but more so the hospitality industry. It's been one of the most affected industries out there. I'm not sure how your clients are going, but there's certainly been some big ups and downs the last couple of weeks. So what we're finding is that I just want to share some models with you guys and the people who are watching this to really understand where the industry is right now and what it's going to look like, because this isn't going to fix itself next week. It's not going to fix itself next month. This is going to be, we're going to be in a long-term place. So are you happy for me to maybe share my screen and draw a few things out and you know, run through a few?
Yes, yeah? No problem.
All right. Let's see if I can get this to work. Just green. Great. All right. All right. So what we want to start talking about first is we really want to understand where the industry is going to go. So just call this is our timeline. And right now we're here. And this thing isn't going to fix itself quickly. I think we're going to see signs of this around for a long time to come. So we're going to go like 12 months at least. And we're talking about this is going to go on potentially longer. Now, there's going to be 3 types of people. There's going to be people in here that they do nothing. So when I mean they do nothing, they might just switch to a delivery model or takeaway. They don't do a lot around social because, you know, I'm sure you see there's some people who do not a lot about social at all. They don't really promote themselves. And eventually over the time it's going to happen is they're slowly going to just keep going down and down and down. And they're going to end up exiting the industry, or they're going to be in a far worse position than where they were started, right? Now, the next type of people, these guys are going to be the guys that pivot, they take action, and they're going to get through this. They're not going to go broke. They're not going to go out of business, but they're going to get through it. But they're not going to be in a better position than what they are right now. They're not taking the opportunities that are in the industry, and they're just really going to sit here, and in 12 months' time, they're going to be in the same spot, maybe backwards a bit, maybe the same place, but they're going to lose 12 months of their life. Yeah, making sense?
That's right.
Yeah. So where we want everyone to be, and certainly where we're positioning our members right now, is on this green line. And these are the guys who are taking action, and they're really trying to take the opportunities that are coming in the industry. Now, I know what some people out there are going to be thinking is like, there are no opportunities. The industry is really hurting right now. But where you see a massive time of change, there is always a massive opportunity that presents itself. It just takes a little while to find it. So this is where we want to be. We want to be the people who are taking the big actions, making the big plans, making the most noise, and they're really trying to find the opportunity to what's happening in the market. Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit more about that? How do you find opportunities and how do you maximize those opportunities?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So the thing is what's happened over the past 3 weeks is people have scampered very quickly into a delivery or a takeaway model, right? And everyone's out there singing a very similar song. What a lot of people in the industry are missing right now is they're missing why people actually come to their venue. And the main reason why people come out is the social or the experience that they get. So your food is your food's your food, and it's an important part of your venue. And a lot of people lose sight on the customer experience, but it's the customer experience. It's the way your venue feels. It's the way the seats are. It's the way the place smells. It's the way your staff are. It's who they're coming to see when they're there. And, you know, what are they doing there? What are they celebrating? So as we are in this lockdown phase, what we're going to see as a community is that we're going to lose the face-to-face touch connection, which is what all hospitality have brought to, I guess, the world for thousands of years, right? And we're losing that. So where the opportunity is comes down to experience. And how can you take your experience from inside your venue into a takeaway or delivery or an online platform? And that's where people need to be starting to think right now is like, how can I build a second revenue stream? What experience do we used to offer and how does that work? And there's a number of different areas which we're working with our, I guess, our elite mastermind members are at the moment, which I can probably share if you want me to as well.
Yeah, I'm going to put it.
Yeah. And mate, feel free to jump in on any of those areas as well. So, you know, at the moment, there's three areas that people really in this industry really want to be focusing on. All right. The first one is they want to protect. Okay. They want to protect. Then they want to pivot. And then this is your thing. Then they want to promote. So the first thing that people want to be doing right now is they want to be protecting their profit. And, you know, over the last 3 weeks, we've seen people, you know, closing down, getting rent reductions, cutting expenses, doing a whole heap of different things for their venue. But this can go down further. We can start looking at product offerings. We can start looking at, you know, how is our customer experiencing our food? What else can we add? How can we lift the average customer spend? What items shouldn't be on the menu? List goes on. But profit's a big one. So we want to protect our profit. We want to protect our asset, what we already have. Then what we want to do is we want to protect ourselves. So there's a lot of noise out there at the moment. There's a lot of things on TV. Our staff are hurting. Our family are potentially hurting. And it's in that situation, it's really easily to become overwhelmed. And I'm not sure how you found the last few weeks, Mark, but you know, it's almost like every time you turn around, there's something else that goes on. There's something else that happens. There's another client suffering and
that's right. It's nonstop.
It is nonstop.
Yeah.
Right. And that gets to you after a while. So the biggest thing that we want to do is we want to start protecting ourselves, because if we can't, you know, if we want to look after others, we need to look after ourselves first, right? Make sense?
Makes sense.
Now, the next thing that we want to do is we want to be protecting our brand. Now, in hospitality, not everyone and not every business is in a position to move into a delivery or takeaway model. And I feel like there's people out there that a delivery or takeaway model isn't in line with their current brand. And they really need to be thinking about, well, what do I want my brand to look like long-term? What is going to help increase our brand, and what's going to help, I guess, decrease our brand? Is that, you would see that, right?
That's right.
Yeah, cool. So that's what we want to protect. We want to protect our profit. We want to protect ourselves, and we want to protect our brand. Now, the next part of what we're working on with our guys is optimizing our offer. So we really want to optimize what our product offering is. So it's in line with our brand and we're maximizing our profitability. And when I say that is like, you know, do we need to be doing menu changes? You know, there's a lot of people out there at the moment in the industry who are struggling to get produce, or the produce costing is out of control. So, you know, how can we be optimizing our offer to increase our profitability, right? Then we want to talk about a venue strategy. So what strategies do we have as a venue to really be gaining income? So a couple of examples of this are Montrachet in Brisbane. They've moved to a delivery model, and they have done phenomenally well at it. The number of orders have gone through the roof, and it's just because they've done something different. They've done a takeaway model where you go home and you can cook it yourself. We've had other members who have moved to, you know, 14-day fine dining meal plans where every 3 days they get fresh produce delivered, paired with wine, and then also training videos on how to cook different things, almost like a HelloFresh, but a local one. The last couple of weeks, we've seen some venues, really triple their delivery and their pickup revenue just by getting smart around these strategies, right? So what strategy are we going to run? And then we talk about streamline. So we want to streamline our operations. Now, this is a lot of things that people are already doing, but we really want to get tight on, how can we make this new JobKeeper stimulus package really work for us? How can we, if we've got multiple venues, can we shut one venue down and move everything to one location and do everything out of that one location? What can we do around our opening times? Can we squeeze our opening times down? And if we do have staff there and we're quiet, can we be working on another revenue stream? So,
and then what about logistics and operations in terms of taking orders and delivery and all of that?
100%.
Yeah,
100%. And as you're aware, what's our online ordering system like? Can we be optimizing that and streamlining it to get the biggest average customer spend? And that's a trial and error thing, right? You're in marketing, you know, the first thing you do never fucking works. And the sooner you learn it, the sooner you can move on to something else, right?
That's right.
So that's this pivot piece. Now, the next part is promote. And this is what people need to be talking to you about. The first thing is what we're talking about is engage. Now we're talking about engage with your community. So people are like, oh yeah, I'm struggling enough myself. I don't have time to do this. We've seen members go out and, cook 170 meals for people who just lost their jobs that week. We've seen members that have gone and, they've had spare produce and they've gone and given it away to people who need it. So this is the time to give back. This is the time for, the industry to step up and be leaders and start really helping the community around them. And the venues that are doing really well are the venues with this huge community following. And that's really come about from the last few weeks. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because people don't remember what you give them. People remember the way you make them feel, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So the next part is stand out from the crowd. Stand out. Should I run out of room here? My pen's too big. That's my problem. Okay. So we want to stand out from the crowd. And what I mean by this is that, if we're moving into a delivery or takeaway model, can we do it in a manner that is going to create us being a standout? Are we just being like, oh, well, I've got takeaway home meals here? Or are we doing it in a way that's really going to make us, promote us, right? What's our marketing strategy? How are we doing this?
That's right.
Cool. And banging up a Facebook post of your meal in a plastic container is not standing out from the crowd, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. And the last thing is what we want to do is we want to become the talking point. Yeah. This is the most important part.
Let's talk a little bit more about that.
This becoming the talking point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this becoming the talking point is the area where we want to be focusing on to shift our experience from in venue to bringing it to out of venue. Okay. And we want to become very, very innovative with this. So there is going to be strategies like QR codes on takeaway containers or delivery containers. And it might have a video of the chef there talking about that dish or how they made it or, hey, enjoy your night. It could be, we've seen handwritten notes on takeaway packages saying, thank you for supporting us. It could be, you could be that fine dining restaurant that packages up, a meal paired with the wine and people can book a Zoom table and turn up and you'll have your chef teaching people how to cook And then you could have your wine pairing person to come, like your wine, your som to come in and talk about the wine going with the food. We need to become the talking point of the community again, because we're no longer the gathering point. So where the industry needs to be really aware is that we become the gathering point, because we always had been. So by then we were almost the talking point. Now we're not a gathering point anymore, and people are looking for another place for that to be. This is really important.
And I want to interrupt you here. There's one point I'd like to raise is, it's one thing being a talking point, or, you know, changing your message or introducing an offer, doing promotion and marketing. But what I found is some people, they get it wrong in some very important places. So if you're trying to promote a new offering, let's say take home meals, if the message, the branding, the tone, does not stand out in a way that inspires people to come and buy it from you, then you have a problem, because they might end up buying it from somewhere else. So, oh yeah, this is a great idea. The place down the road does this. I'm going to go and get this from there. So you really have to figure out how you're going to communicate that message or this offer, so you get the audience, your audience or your community, to come and support you, not just inspiring them to just go and get it from somewhere else. So that's where a lot of places get it wrong.
100%. And that's why having this in line with your brand, and then engaging in the community. So when you do become this talking point, it all aligns, and then you get the support. So you can do something cool, but if it's off your brand and you haven't really been engaging, people are going to be like, oh yeah, that's cool. That's a bit weird. Why are they doing this? You know? But if it's online with your brand, it already fits, you know, you're a marketing dude, you get it.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is what we're rolling out with our Elite Mastermind guys, and we're seeing some really, really innovative things and some really great results starting to pop their head out of the mix there. And we're just about to launch COVID-19 case study, which is a 12-week program to really hold everyone's hand and from an industry point of view and start dragging them in. That's going to cover up on all these items.
That's brilliant, man. Well done. I love your work, guys. I really do. This is why, obviously, we've got this call today.
Mate, now you had a few more questions there. Do you want to run through any of them? Or
Obviously, we're at a point where the hysteria is calming down now. We're getting a clearer picture where we are today. Either you take action or you're just out of the picture. So. Yeah, some mindset, maybe talk about a little bit about mindset and making sure the current environment is not affecting, you know, your decisions and ending up making the wrong decisions, you know?
Yeah. See, this is a really interesting one, because when there's massive time to change from a humanity point of view, you go into a fight or flight mode. And certainly you've seen a lot in the industry, they're like tapping out, or then they're going and fighting, but then no one's stopping and thinking about stuff properly. And then no one's sitting down to get a plan. And, you know, in everyone's defense, putting a plan together over the last 3 weeks, and not sure how you found it in your business, but certainly in ours, we've shot a whole heap of content videos which are irrelevant by Friday.
That's right.
Because everything fucking move so quickly. It's still in control, right? So looking after your mindset, there's a couple of things that people need to do. And number one, when we start talking about looking after our mindset, we need to focus on ourselves. So we need to be removing the outside noise. And, you know, you turn on the news, we scroll through Facebook, and then someone else is talking about stage 4 lockdown and New Zealand's not opening back up. And then their friend over here heard this, and then, you know, such and such who lives in Europe, this is happening over there. And, you know, it's just all noise. And people get into this mindset of like, oh, I need to know the noise. You don't need to know the noise. You don't need to know what the fuck's going on. All you need to know is what's happening right now, because that's what you can plan for. So number one's blocking things out. Number two is you really want to get focused on what's good for you right now. Now, you are hearing stories floating around where people are keeping their team on and, you know, they're holding all the team on the ship and the ship's going to fucking sink at some point. But they're like, nut, I need to look after my team because they looked after me. The thing is that there's no point in you lining up in the dole line beside your team when it all goes to shit. So sometimes being a leader, you need to make the tough, tough decisions, whether or not they're bad for some people and good for others. You need to make them for the good of the team. And what you need to be doing right now is making the time and the decisions that are going to preserve your asset and your business moving forward. And whatever you need to do that. No one's going to judge you for it if you communicate it well.
That's right. Coming to peace with reality, see it as it is, and then act accordingly. You know, that's where a lot of people is not doing that today.
No, and you know, certainly people have progressed down this way. But you know, if you're sitting here listening to this right now, and you haven't worked out your bottom point, your lowest point, what happens if you lose your business? What happens if you lose your house? What happens? You know, at the end of the day, once you know what your bottom is, then you can work up from there, because you're going to remove the fear of the unknown.
That's right. Tim, thank you very much for your time today. Is there anything else you would like to add before we log off?
Probably my only thing to add right now is not the time to be going through this by yourself. Now is the time to be surrounding yourself with good leaders and good other venue owners. Now is the time to be surrounding yourself in a community so you're not going through this alone, because something that's going to take you, you know, 2 days to figure out, I'm sure there's someone else in the community that's already done it. So get a community together. Make sure that you're leveraging other opportunities. And this is the time where you need to be working on yourself and your business to really capitalize on the situation, because there's so much opportunity right now.
Talking about community, you guys have a community yourselves, the Foodie Coaches. And I believe if anybody needs mentoring or coaching around this situation, you guys are the perfect solution at the moment.
So we've got the Hospitality Owners Group, which is a free group that we run outside of our normal member-based community. And we just really monitor it. We keep the advertisers out of there, of course. And then we've got also then our member and our member communities and this, you know, COVID-19 response program that's coming out, which, mate, I'll give you a discount code for. So any of your followers or clients that want to join, we're happy to give 50% discount on that, and we can go from there.
Yes, well, once this live video is over, you can perhaps put a link in the comment section with the code, and then that would help a lot of people to find the link in straight away.
Mate, can do, and we'll shoot it over to you.
Wonderful, man. How else people can get in contact with you if they have any questions?
Mate, Facebook, Instagram, website, telephone.
Brilliant.
Can't come to the office, just online.
That's what it is today.
Mate, just the standard way. Yeah,
honestly. No problem. Honestly. Tim, thank you. Thank you,
my man.
No problem.